promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, May 26th today.
May 26th. Almost June.
Almost June. May just flew by, didn't it?
I know. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Did you forget who I was
No,
already?
I was going to say good morning, everybody, and then Stephanie, but okay. I thought I better congratulate you first.
Oh, for being me?
For being you, for being here, yes.
You touch me, Sam. I love you.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show, blah, 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 blah.
And done. And now we're done with the show. That was the shortest show we've ever had. Okay, so did you watch Idol last night?
I did watch Idol last
night. Are amazing, are we not? We're geniuses.
Yes.
We should predict the end of the world because apparently we're better than that guy.
Yeah, but it's 50-50, you know? I mean, 50-50 chance, you know? We could either be right or wrong.
But we were right, and he won. And you know what? I'm happy about it.
Yeah, you are?
I am. I think he's a great guy. I think he's really, really talented. I mean, I think Lauren's talented, too. I just think he's a beautiful person, and he's going to have a huge career, and... I'm happy for him.
I think they both will. You know, I mean, she's on her way to Nashville, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know what? It's true. She turned out to be more of a country singer in the end.
Yeah.
Because she didn't really start off that way.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, but...
But then she kind of moved towards it. You're right. And, I think... Well, you know, many times the number two American Idol did well.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know.
They're all going to have
It didn't really matter who won last night.
It really didn't. But I was excited to see all the performances. Carrie Underwood came on.
Uh-huh.
She looked amazing.
Yes.
Holy hell, man. She looked incredible.
It seemed like everybody was there last
night. Beyonce, Lady Gaga, except for us, Sam.
Yes, we weren't there. God damn it. Maybe next
Maybe
season.
Next year.
Yeah.
Those tickets are hard to get. I don't know. But I enjoyed the show. You know, I was kind of over the performances of, like, the 13 finalists. Like, I was just like, whatever. I don't really care.
We fast-forwarded a lot.
Yeah,
me too. You know, but then Steve Tyler's singing Dream On.
Yes.
You know, that was amazing.
That was great.
Yeah.
Mark Anthony and
J-Lo. He's so
freaking
good.
J-Lo. I know. Steven Tyler is just awesome.
Yeah.
I heard, Megan's roommate went to... Wednesday show. Wait, what is today? Thursday? Jesus.
Yeah.
Tuesday show.
Uh-huh.
And
to the taping. Oh.
And he didn't really care about it. Like, he barely watches the show, but he got invited. I was like, what the f, man? But he went and he said that before the show, Steven Tyler is just kind of like walking around, like doesn't really know where he's at. Ryan's like watching him, like babysitting him. He's like, he is honestly a mess because they had really good seats. They were right there by the judges. And he said he's just such a mess.
That's why people love him. You know. Like they call him a loose cannon, you know, and he is.
He is. Some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is just amazing.
I know.
Him and Ozzy Osbourne, I feel. Like. I remember when his show was on, his reality show. Did you ever watch it?
Yes. Parts of it. Never got into it.
Oh, God, I loved it.
Yeah?
Because... And this is
They're
really,
all fucking nuts, that exact, whole family,
The
right?
whole family's crazy. But it's so mean to say, but he was so drugged up.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that would come out of his mouth were so funny, and he couldn't really function. Like, he couldn't open, like, a plastic wrap of sort. Like, and you would watch him. And actually, I have to give credit to the editors, because they made the show, because it all came together in the editing room. And the way that they would just stay on him and try to, and watch him try to open the plastic wrap, and the music in the background would come in, and you're just like, you can't help but laugh.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you feel bad for him. Like, he's so fucked up.
Fried completely.
You know, completely fried. But I guess there was a thing that came out a couple years ago saying that his old doctor was keeping him on medication that he shouldn't have been on, and that's why he was so messed up. And I was like, well, maybe there was... Yeah. I'm sure it was a little bit of both.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm sure all the drugs he did. But
yeah, he's done quite a bit in his life.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not... Wait,
but
Max,
it's fun. I just love listening to him, you know? I mean, the way he talks.
Ozzy or Steven?
Yeah, Ozzy.
Ozzy, I know. He makes me laugh so hard. I want his show to come back.
Yeah.
Not that, like, the family's really that interesting. He was just the best part of the show, you know? Yeah. And then, like, his daughter who... Well, now she's got she was doing music for a while, but she has a British accent and then she doesn't. Like, I don't really understand her at all. Like, one minute she all of a sudden is British and then the next minute she's not. Like, I understand her mom is, but come on, sweetie, you were born in L.A., so, you know.
Was she born in L.A.?
I think
yeah,
she was
but
somewhere.
That's the thing is that when you grow, you know, you kind of pick up the accent at home, you know, because that's where you learn the language. And, you know, and then when you go out and you have kids around you and stuff like that, you know, so she's probably, you know, like near her parents, she speaks the way they do.
Yes, yeah? But I will agree with that. But it started like with the show, when she started on it, she didn't have an accent. And then all of a sudden she started picking it up like later on in the show, I noticed. And now she's on the Style Network and now she has like an even more of an English accent.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Madonna. Uh-huh. All of a sudden Madonna one day had an English accent.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? You're from New York, you retard.
Yeah, well, like, she married an English guy, so.
But it's like all of a sudden, like, I don't know. For me, I just don't buy it. I just think it's crap and I think they're all just liars. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, but back to Idol. I loved it, and I was super happy, and I was applauding, and it was great, and I'm so happy. I'm happy for all of them. They're all going to have huge careers.
Yeah.
All talented.
Yeah, yeah. And it was good, you know. I mean, when they showed the sort of like – they showed footage of each of the judges throughout the season and stuff, and that was funny too, huh?
That was really great. Yeah. I love Randy. He's like, he's in it to win it, dog. And he always keeps saying, like, that's all he says. And then he's always like, what is going on in the show?
Yeah, what's the matter with this show?
I know. Yeah. I think he's funny. I love his laugh. I actually find it very endearing.
Really?
So when he laughs, I laugh. I think I think he's adorable. He's a great dresser.
Yeah.
I like Randy. I have no problem with him. I think he's fabulous. J-Lo's beautiful. She was rocking it out last night with her hubby.
Right.
Gorgeous woman. And she's 41.
Is she really?
Yeah, I looked it up last night because I was like, how old is she? Because all the contestants were like, I used to have a crush on you back in the day.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, oh, Jesus, you're like 2 years old. But I looked it up last night and she's 41. Mm. She looks phenomenal.
Yeah, she really looks good.
Yeah, I was quite impressed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. I had a good time watching it. And
good. Well, now it's over and we can wait till January for that.
But guess what starts tonight?
What starts tonight?
So You Think You Can Dance.
That's right. I heard it on TV being teased yesterday and I thought Stephanie's going to be happy about that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't even take it. This show, you've never seen it, right?
No.
Oh, they are phenomenal. These dancers, I used to dance and these people just are breathtaking to watch. They're breathtaking what they can do.
Yeah.
I am so in love with the show and the talent that's on the show.
Right.
I can't even.
And it's all amateurs, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's people that are dancing now and have danced, but it's just like, and you'll get a few bad ones on the show.
Right.
But I don't watch it for that to laugh. Like, I am just in awe of how good these people are.
Mm.
What they can do with their bodies, and it's just, Oh, it makes me so happy.
Well,
I'm so happy. It's like the best day.
Yeah, the things that make us happy.
I know. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
You don't need a lot.
I want to be a judge on the show. Even though, like, I mean, I know about dance, but not like these judges. These judges are incredible.
Yeah.
And I love the choreographers, too.
Well, then just judge from the couch, you know. That's good
Thanks,
enough.
Sam.
Yeah.
I'll just invite
you
people
You can vote
over.
For them.
I'll just... I don't know
do
if
they
we
have
vote.
Voting? No? Not like
do
American
we, I
Idol?
I think at the very end we do. Yeah. Now I don't even know, remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But
so you think it's just the judges?
The judges. The judges.
Judges.
It sounded like me the other day. I had such a hard time forming words the other day.
I know, it happens sometimes.
My brain was not functioning for me to form a word. I don't know how I got through the hour, but you know what? I honestly don't remember. It's so stupid to say, but I think it's at the tail end that they vote, but yeah. I think the judges are
probably. Well, that's off. The way it is in American Idol too.
Yes, right? It is, my yeah. friend.
Yeah.
When
in
does
the beginning?
Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, for the first few weeks and stuff, the judges are the ones that
yes.
decide who stays.
Yes.
And then, you know, when they get down to, I think, what?
Yeah.
It's 12 or something. Or.
And then America starts voting.
Yeah.
I really honestly don't even remember. So bad. But we'll find out this season,
yeah.
and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
When does the X Factor start?
That I'm not sure about, but probably in a month or two. And... what else? Oh, we have The Voice, which I haven't really watched.
I love it.
You love that one?
I do. Mm. I just want to be the host on it.
Yeah, what is it with you? You want to be on all these shows.
Well, okay.
Well, make an effort.
Make an effort. Yeah. I love you. Okay, it's really that easy. If I could call up, what network is The
well,
Voice
no,
on?
Well, no, but you auditioned for it, you know.
Well, you
but
know
you've
got
to be a star first.
Exactly. I'm a star in my mind. But, you know, not everybody might feel the same. But I feel like this, and I'm not trying to, like, bash Carson Daly, because I'm sure he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he has some talent somewhere, I'm sure. But I find him so boring.
Yeah.
I find him so boring, I can't take it. And I'm like, I want to be on that show.
Mm.
I want to be the host of that show.
Yeah. Do you know that you've told us that before already?
I know. I'm just telling you again in case you forgot.
Because you
and
feel,
maybe somebody can call up there
You feel
for me.
Strongly about it. The hell with Carson
I do.
Daly.
The hell with Carson Daly.
Yeah,
I'm
get
sorry.
Get the hell off the show.
But I do love that show. I think they're really, again, super talented people.
Yeah.
I love, I don't know. I just love... you know, admiring people for things that I can't do, like singing.
Yeah.
Because God knows I cannot do that. I sing, you know, in the car and stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah,
I don't sing
don't
otherwise.
We all, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I wanted to give a shout-out to Obaid. I hope I say the name right. He's from Pakistan.
Ooh.
And I told him I'd give him a shout-out today. We were chatting on Facebook yesterday.
Obaid?
And Obaid, right.
Okay.
And he says he listens from Pakistan. So how
oh,
cool is that?
Oh,
huh?
Hello, Obaid. Thank you for
I'm
listening
you,
to us.
We've
wow.
got like listeners just about everywhere.
I know.
You know? It's amazing. You
it's
know,
so
this
exciting.
Internet is just so amazing. You know,
it really, really
you
is.
You can get anywhere. So, so that's a cool thing. I also want to give a shout out to Rocky, and who's going to have a show with us soon.
Ooh.
And he said he started listening to the show and he loves it. So. He said something about Pee Wee coming to New York or something.
Pee Wee
so,
Herman?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, for a show or something.
So he's doing one man shows now?
I don't know what he's
Ooh.
Doing. Yeah, but that was just a rumor or something.
I wonder what the hell he's gonna do it about. I don't. Pee-wee. I mean, I know.
I mean, he must be like 60, 70 years old by now.
Is he?
No.
No, he's like.
No, he's probably like
50.
50 55.
What's his real name?
Ruben, something Ruben,
Look
right?
At you.
Yeah.
You are good. I think you're correct.
Yeah. That's his last name. I can't remember the first name.
Oh.
Paul Ruben? Is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Look at
yeah,
you
look
pulling
it,
up. It out.
Look at it. Look it up. I can't talk today.
What is happening? I'm glad that we both aren't together not being able to talk. Does that make any sense what I just said? I don't even know. Maybe not. Maybe both of us are just
Well, when
today.
You consider I'm still half asleep when I get in here in the morning, it's no wonder.
Don't say that. Paul Rubens? Is
yeah.
that his name?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good
yeah,
work.
I see.
Oh, here he is with his mugshot. Oh my God, that is
He's
amazing.
He's so weird, this guy.
He was in 1991. He got arrested for masturbating.
Yeah.
Wow. He's that horny. He had to do it in public.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, you know, they didn't used to have videos back then. I don't think.
He what?
They didn't have video. It well, 1991, really? Well, video wasn't as widespread as it is now.
Oh.
And there used to be like X-rated movie theaters, excuse me. And that's where he was caught.
Oh.
Yeah, he was watching a porn film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of those CD theaters, you know.
That makes a little bit more sense.
I can't believe people used to go to theaters to watch porn.
I know. That's so uncomfortable. That is really uncomfortable.
And it's disgusting, too, when you think of people masturbating in there.
Okay.
You know? How terrible it is.
Ugh, I wouldn't want to clean up that mess. Yeah. Just saying. Oh,
now,
wow.
We need to clarify the thing from the other day on the CDC, right? Because we had Peter, a listener, call us in or send in an email.
Yes, here.
And Stephanie was talking about the zombie apocalypse the other day, and which was put out by the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control. Mm-hmm. But it sounded so whacked out that I couldn't possibly believe it. So now Peter said, what did he say? Do you have the email?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up, but this internet is taking forever. But one of our listeners, Peter, he sent us an email because he probably felt sorry for us because we're so stupid. Actually, I'll just say that I was because I believed it. Apparently, Sam didn't believe it. But he sent me an email, and I think you as well, saying, oh, God, why is this being
such an ass? You can't find it now?
No, I
haven't. Well,
it'll
come up.
I'll pull it up in the side. It's just taking forever because...
That's okay. No big deal.
But he corrected it and said that that this was a way to get people... I'm not going to paraphrase.
Yeah, like a ploy or something, right?
Yeah, it was actually a smart thing to do and not a stupid thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he clarified this because apparently I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, zombies, what?
Yeah, so they kind of made it up to get attention, I guess, for their cause or, you know, whatever the cause is.
Smart, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they definitely got our attention.
Well, I will come back in a second. But
I knew something's wrong with that.
Shut up.
Zombie apocalypse.
At least it was a good story for at least a day. At least we could make fun of it for a day, right?
Oh, man, that's funny.
So I come in this morning, and Carlos, the parking guy, Carlos, the parking attendant, who I just adore. He's amazing. He watches my dogs because I bring my dogs to work every day. So they're in the car and he brings them treats and he gives them, you know, just water and he takes them out for a little walk. Like, he is just the sweetest thing. I didn't even ask him to do it. And he's like, oh, I'll go get him treats. I'm like, you don't have to, but he just loves them, right?
Yeah.
So I pull in today and he's talking about just something he did last night. And then all of a sudden we got into the topic of, I said, he goes, you know, the elevator's not working. Our elevator in our building seems to, the one that Sam got stuck in a month ago, it seems to not work very often.
Right.
So he's like, you have to take the stairs. And I was like, oh, God, it just seems like it never works. Like, what is the deal? And he looks at me, he goes, because it's haunted. And I was like, what?
Is that what he told you?
No, he was like dead serious. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, the building is haunted. And I was like, oh, my God, what are
Why
you talking
would he tell
about?
You that?
No, hold on. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I go, are you kidding? He goes, no, in a Spanish accent, which I can't do because I'm not very good at accent. It would just come out British somehow. He was like, no, it's haunted. People have said that they've seen things. And I was like, ghosts? He goes, I don't know, just stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? So now I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what are you doing? So now I'm like, okay, you know what? And he's like, he said something about in the bathroom. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, I'm never going in the bathroom.
So he's like scaring you. Yeah,
I don't know if he's being serious. Yeah. No, I mean, I love him. I don't know if he's being serious.
He's being serious. I don't think he would kid about that. I don't know how he got that story.
But it was
I never heard of it.
I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, it's haunted. I was like, oh, my God.
He's totally convinced it is.
Run. I was so terrified. But I was actually speaking about this last night. You know the Ambassador Hotel?
Yes.
The one that Robert Kennedy was shot in.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband worked on the movie Must Love Dogs and with Diane Lane and John Cusack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were shooting at the Ambassador Hotel, and they used to shoot there all the time before they teared it down. And he calls me up one day and he's like, He's like, honey, get down to the set. He's like, I need you to see this hotel, this historic landmark, before they tear it down. So I go to the set. They give us a tour of where Robert Kennedy was shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy and really cool that I'm so thankful I got to see it. I mean, it was... Anyway, you know, they took us through the whole tour, because I guess they used to do that. And then they took us throughout the hotel. And we go to the different levels of where all the rooms are. And I can't even tell you, it was the most terrifying feeling. Like, I was like, okay, this place is not cool. Like, this place, there's something going on with this place. And I came out of there, and my husband's like, what do you think? And I was like, I was terrified. Like, I think it's like the scariest place in the world. He goes, actually, yes. He goes, you know, there's been rumors for years that this place is haunted. He's like, he goes, yeah, I guess after they wrap the set, they have an idiot check. So all the grips, which are in charge of, you know, getting all the equipment out, they go back in and look through the building to see if everything's out. He and Dan was like, they're grown men, do not go in there by themselves, because especially at night, like, they'll be walking through the floors, and none of the windows are open, and all of a sudden a door will just shut. What? Like, out of nowhere. And he's like, him and his friends have like gone through this, like have had these experiences. Right. So he's speaking firsthand, and he's like, it is absolutely haunted. Like, it is so terrifying.
Yeah.
And I got
this. This is Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
Well, yes, but I was in there.
Yeah, and what did you see?
But I was in there, and it was not even something I saw. It was literally, I wasn't terrified when I was looking, going through like the tour of where Kennedy was shot.
Right.
I was actually creeped out by going up to the floors, like going in the rooms. That was the most eerie feeling to me. I can't explain it, but it was so creepy. I don't know. I thought it was haunted. I thought it was, but, and I'm not a conspiracy person, so whatever. Okay, so I found
there's no such thing.
Okay, whatever. I thought it was eerie. It was creepy. Whatever energy was happening in there, I didn't like it, and I wanted to get the hell out of there.
Well, good thing they tore it down.
Good thing they did, but I got to see it. Okay, yeah. So here, this is from Peter, our one of our listeners. He says, Sam, Stephanie, I haven't listened yet to Tuesday's or today's shows, but if no one has mentioned it to you yet or you were still not aware, the point of the CDC zombie apocalypse webpage, which you discussed on Monday, was a tongue-in-cheek way to get people to prepare for an emergency other than involving zombies. They figured that if it was approached this way, it would reach more people, which it obviously did. I suggest that had it been done in the typical clinical way, you both would never have visited the page and thus would have missed the message. That you found out about it like you did was exactly the aim of the exercise.
Yeah.
So that's
worked.
What it is.
Yeah.
So at least there was one smart person in this world to figure out what they really meant, because yeah. I just thought it was zombies.
Excuse me.
No, you. Well, you too.
Yeah, I didn't fall for it.
For like a second, and then you're like, really?
Well, because I have to believe everything you say.
I know. You were nice. You were like into it with me. You went through it with
me.
No,
but you knew something's wrong about it. That's why you brought it up in the first
place. Well, I thought it was a little odd, and then I was like, I don't really get it, but thank you, Peter, to making us feel a little bit dumber. No, I'm just kidding. Clearing it up. No, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Did you get the thing about the Wizard of Oz thing, too?
Yes, I did. The Wizard of Oz.
Did you see the guy?
I did see it. I did see something. I saw something.
See?
Like,
does it look like a guy hanging?
Yeah, like swinging.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it looks like a guy. I mean, you know, on YouTube, it's pretty small, so I couldn't really tell.
Mm.
But
it's small like that in the film, though. But doesn't it look like a guy's like climbing up the ladder and then just swinging back and forth?
I'll have to check it out again.
I mean, what else could it be?
I don't know. You don't think it was part of the... It was planned, like, part of the movie, huh?
Well, it's so far in the back.
Yeah.
Like, what would they put so far in the back that people can kind of see it but not see it?
Yeah.
You know? That doesn't really work with the story.
But why would they have left it in, you know?
Maybe they didn't see it.
I mean, I'm sure they... No?
Maybe they didn't see it. There's a lot of things that get by that end up on screen that you're like, what is happening? Like, in movies, there are a lot of things that happen like that.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
I just like believing that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds cool.
What's the name of the listener that sent us that
link? Oh,
Jim.
Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Everybody's looking out for us. I love it.
I love that they correct us because we don't have all the answers. We need people to call in and tell us when we're wrong because apparently we have no idea what we're talking about. But you know what? We say it with such conviction that people are like, wow, that's not, yes, I believe that. That we're doing our job, right, Sammy?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Listen, I think we know a lot about a lot of things. And I mean, otherwise we wouldn't be able to carry conversations like this every day.
I think I know a little bit about a lot.
Yeah.
There's no way I know a lot about a lot.
No, but I mean, but, you know, I mean, still, it's like, you know, there's a lot of little details. You know, when I read like so much and there's so much in my head,
yeah.
I can't remember small details, you know, so like a name I might forget or something or
right.
like, you know.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, we're right on target, you know.
Right.
And
No. I agree. I just, you know. I like
we're not as stupid as we claim to be.
No, I mean, I have stupid moments. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Don't
here.
We all, right?
Let's be honest here. Yeah. I don't know the planets at all.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, that's not that stupid because, but, you know, I say a lot of stupid things, which is fine. It's fun. And I can make fun of myself.
Yeah.
Which is great. I was just looking at this thing about Kim Kardashian. Oh, thank God she's engaged.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about her anymore.
Thank God. Everybody, she's engaged. Yay.
We know the guy?
Yeah, he's a football player. Maybe I just made that. I think he's
a
football player.
Well, that figures, yeah. She wouldn't marry just a nobody.
Come on now. he got her a huge rock. It was like a 20.5 carat. Oh, you know. Just
yeah,
a 20 carat
it's just
diamond.
20 carat.
Just
no big deal, right?
Yeah. Whatever. You know, the usual. Yeah, she got engaged, but it literally, I was staring at this headline. This is, I'm going to admit how stupid I am. It says, Kim K and Snooki face Thur. In quote, it says H8R'S. It took me 5 minutes to realize what the fuck that word was.
You don't look at license plates
I
enough,
do you? I was literally
like,
H8R. I couldn't figure... It took me 5 minutes to realize it says haters. Clever, guys. Clever. Whoever did that, they're clever. Anyway.
Yeah. So there's some interesting, fascinating facts about Facebook.
Mm.
Did you see that?
Are you bringing that up right now? I love you because I was going to bring it up too.
Yeah. No, there's like a few really interesting, funny things on here. And... let's see. This one's not interesting. Facebook links about sex are shared 90% more than average.
Right.
So sex sells, obviously.
As we know.
Yeah.
The next one. There's one I want to talk about specifically.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's the next one. People in Facebook relationships are happier than single people.
Yeah.
Are you...
A Facebook relationship, though?
Is it just an online... Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an online thing? Like,
I don't know.
It says those people in relationships were found to be slightly happier than single people.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you, Facebook. Yeah. Single people can be happy.
Yeah.
All right?
I just think they mean not... Facebook relationships, but in general, and that's a known fact, you know, that married people are usually, or attached people are more happy or happier than single people.
Then,
although to me, it doesn't seem that way.
I was going to say, but then you have all these websites where people are, you know, helping you cheat on your spouse. So obviously, you know what? There is no like right. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But you know what you don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that you can't make generalizations about
it. You can't.
Yeah.
My favorite one is this. 85% of women are annoyed by their Facebook friends. Okay, you know what? Okay. That is probably the dumbest question you can ask women because we are annoyed at every other moment by everything. So you know what? It's bullshit. Because it says, for women on Facebook, friends can sometimes be irritating. Well, no shit. But women complain about everything. Okay? We're annoyed by everything. We're irritated by everything. That is the dumbest question I think that Facebook could have asked. It makes me so angry. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed right now. Do you see? Do you see what... This is how women are.
Yeah.
We're annoyed by everything. We complain about everything. One minute we
hate
our friends.
That's true, but 85%, that's a lot.
I think 100%, actually, to be honest. I mean, one minute we're annoyed by our friends and our spouse, and the next minute we're like, we love them, you know? That's the beauty and the curse of women.
Yeah.
And
then this one's interesting, that 21% of people would break up via Facebook. That's a lot.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 21% of people would break up via Facebook, would break up with their spouse or partners.
What, they're going to just say, now they'll say,
probably send them a message saying it's over, bitch.
Oh, that's yeah. rough.
And but they're saying of those people, 70% are male, you know.
That is horrible.
So, yeah, so men are being really like pussies.
What? Oh, no shit.
For not breaking up in person.
That is such crap. If I got a message from my boyfriend saying we're done,
yeah,
that would be, oh my, that would just be.
What would you do?
I don't probably beat him up. I don't know.
48% of parents friend their kids on Facebook.
I know.
Yeah.
My dad, he friended me.
Yeah, my son would friend me, but my daughter won't.
Seriously?
Yeah, she doesn't want me to know what's going on.
Smart. It's funny, I have a lot of friends that won't befriend their parents.
Yeah?
They just don't want their parents. Or if they do, they hide things from their parents. There's like certain privacy.
Yeah, you have like privacy controls where
you can.
Really, you can shout out like specific people and stuff? I mean, I know you can block people.
Yes.
Where they don't even see you exist.
Yeah, because a friend of mine blocked out her dad from seeing a bunch of her pictures and stuff.
I see, okay.
So, but she's friends with him on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
That's crazy.
I like 36% of under 35s check Facebook, Twitter, or text after sex. Why is that so important to know? I don't really give a shit, to be honest. I don't really care.
Well, you can say that about all the facts.
That's true. Except that's, I do love the fact that 85% of women are annoyed by their Facebook friends. They're just put friends in general.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, women are like that. I'm like that. Yeah.
Hold on, we've got a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Kyle. Stephanie.
Kyle,
good morning, Kyle.
This is my friend.
How are you, Sam? How are you?
Good.
Did you just wake up?
Tell us who Kyle is.
I don't know. Did you just wake up, Kyle?
There's no need to get into my personal business.
Kyle is one of my friends, but he's the director of Rose, my web series.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, and he's awesome, and... He wanted to come.
And her unofficial therapist.
That's true.
Yeah.
He is my therapist.
So so you actually created this whole series, huh?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Rose by any other name. When did you write this?
I wrote it, actually, it was a movie first, my first movie in 96, and then I turned it into a web series about a year ago.
Right.
And updated it and, you know, had to make Stephanie... put her in an embarrassing situation.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, she's doing pretty well on the show. For those who don't know what we're talking about, Stephanie's in a web series, and Kyle is the one that created it, and it's called Rose by Any Other Name. And that's pretty admirable, Kyle. So now, how did you and Stephanie meet? Did you like go out and audition, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I auditioned. Well, first of all, my pops just texted me. Hi, Kyle. My dad says.
Ah, Dad, how are you?
My dad loves Kyle.
Yeah.
It's like a big love man crush fest with them. Anyway.
The total sausage fest.
It is a total sausage fest. Okay, can we not say that about my father right now? I don't want to hear that. Kyle and I met many years ago, actually. I auditioned for him for a film that never got made, correct?
The first one never got made. Then I didn't cast you in the horror movie.
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And then he came in. He brought me in for Rose, and then I auditioned. And I auditioned a couple times, right?
For Rose, yeah. But I actually knew I was going to go with Stephanie. I really wanted to work with Stephanie because she was fun and really talented.
Yeah. Amazing. Come on, keep going.
Yeah.
We kind of hit it off the first time we met, and then obviously it took years for us to work together.
Wow.
And then we became besties.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just gonna say this, I'm not just saying this because he's on air. He's probably one of the most fun people to work with on set.
Oh, wow, that's
he's
cool.
He's a fun and really giving director, and he's a great writer, and, you know, he's not super locked into the script, and he lets you as an actor kind of explore and improvise, and that's something that you want as an actor.
Are you, do you act in it too, Kyle?
Yeah, I play the guy that Stephanie's character falls in love with.
Oh, okay. So I remember you. I know what you look like because I saw the first episode,
And just the first episode?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't find the other ones. But then Stephanie told me where it is, so I'm going to go and check it out.
And she's in her underwear in this. I mean, all her listeners should close your eyes, ears, Dad. She's in her underwear in some of the episodes. I mean, how could you, everyone should be watching
it's
it.
Well,
that
now
exciting.
That you told us, we're going to catch it
it's
for sure.
It's not that
man.
Exciting, though.
What?
Trust me, it's not that
well,
exciting.
That's for you.
It's really not that exciting. You can all miss that.
Yeah.
It's not even, I'm not even in it for that long, the underwear part.
Well, you're in it when Veronica undresses you. See what I'm doing? I'm getting people to come to that website.
There you go, yeah.
Go ahead, sell it, baby. Just sell it. Just do it.
If someone undresses Stephanie, we've got to watch that.
Oh, God. You know what?
Exactly.
I don't
and
have,
it's a woman, too.
I don't. It's just my
it's
best
a very
friend.
Attractive
right.
woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You, too. All right. Whatever sells, whatever's going to get people to go to the website and buy Rose, I'm all for it. So, yes, I have a body of a Victoria's Secret model. Yeah, right. I wish. I wish. So, Kyle, yes. So, Kyle started. Well, Kyle, tell us about your other films and your production company and your, you know. Sexual.
Well, my production company is called Fence Sitter Films, like you're sitting on a fence. And we make movies. We've been around for about 15 years. We make movies that tell stories about women or people of color or sexual minorities. And, you know, and my last film I did before this was a movie called Steam with Ali Sheedy and Chelsea Handler.
Nice.
That's right.
Did you audition for that, Stephanie?
No, because you're an
ass. I didn't think I cast you in that one either.
No, you didn't. That's another project that you didn't cast me in. Do you want to rub it in?
So
those are pretty good actresses there.
Chelsea Handler, how was she to work with? I forget what you told me.
Chelsea was actually really great. Like, you know, she's got that attitude of being the sort of this party woman.
Right.
But she was like the most professional on set. She'd come in, she'd do her lines, she'd go afterwards, she'd get him like a massage. I don't know if it was full release or not, but she'd get a massage and then she'd go to a hotel. And she didn't party. She was really easy to work with.
How many days did you work with her?
I think 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was she funny on set?
She was funny. I mean, she was funny when she, you know, we do a lot of improv stuff with her. Like, we just have her just, you know,
do a
bunch of different takes and say whatever she wanted. So she was funny with that. But again, she's really very professional, like, very, like, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Serious about wanting to do it right. She hated what we had her wearing, though.
Yeah.
And what she just felt it wasn't sexy enough, because she was, like, this supposed to be this housewife, so she was not sexy enough. She didn't like that.
Girls like to be sexy. You know,
well, I learned my lesson. This is why I put you in the clothes I put you in, Rose.
Yeah.
I'm not. My clothes aren't that sexy, are they?
What?
I don't know. Whatever.
No, but you look good in the series.
You saw one episode.
Yeah. Well, so one. What? That's not
you
enough.
You need to go see all of them.
Okay, I will. How many are there? 5? Did you say?
Well,
no.
There's 11. The first season. The first season is available all together, and you can get that at filmbinder.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then season 2 starts next Wednesday.
I see.
So, and there'll be 11 episodes in season 2.
Season
well,
2
yeah,
starts
next Wednesday.
Holy crap.
Did you guys
exactly.
film?
Did yeah,
you guys
we did.
Film it yet?
Yes, we filmed it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's starting next week.
I would freaking hope so, if it's going to come out next week. And where is it just coming out on YouTube first?
No. It's also on filmbinder.com. Hey. Just go to filmbinder.com and like search Rose Bender name.
Do I have to pay for it?
You will have to pay for
what
it. 99 cents an episode.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely not. I'm not giving you. You're not getting a code. You're gonna have to pay for it. Your
you're an
have
ass.
To pay for
I
it.
Am not paying yeah. for my web series. I want that. I want you to send it to me, first class. That is bullshit. How did
you're
that?
You're having to pay for every episode.
I hope you're joking, because I'm not paying
How
for it.
How else am I going to pay you? If you don't pay for it, I have to find ways to pay you.
That's true, because I haven't gotten paid yet.
So now, do you think it's like natural that a guy wrote the series? Because you're talking about, I mean, this is sort of a guy's fantasy to convert a lesbian to a straight woman, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is a guy's fantasy, but you know, I think most men are idiots to think that could happen, and that's not what this. I mean, he certainly didn't convert her. She just sort of, you know, the story is more about how people fall in love with the person and not the genitalia. And like she was a lesbian and liked women, and then met this guy who was really fun and cool. And then she's like, you know what? What the hell? I like this guy.
Right.
And she doesn't. And she doesn't say she's straight. She's still is attracted to women and says she's bisexual. So.
Right. Yeah.
And we don't even know if they get together. You'll have to tune in to see if they get together.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. So that's at filmbinder.com.
Yeah.
Filmbinder.com.
Okay. And everybody, go check it out. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And thanks, baby.
Yeah, all the best with the series and everything. You know, I mean, kudos to you for, you know, for having faith in it and going through with it. You know, I don't know.
And
that
in all seriousness, Stephanie's great in it, and, you know, she makes the series, and all the reviews she gets are really wonderful. And so all of her listeners that love her on the radio, just imagine if you can then just see how great she is and then see her in person.
You got to watch her. She's got short blonde hair. Well, not short, but shorter.
I do have shorter hair, and it's like brownish.
Don't get about hair. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I share that. Well, really quickly before he goes. God bless Kyle, because I can't even say it was just me, Kyle, because all four of your women.
No, you don't even start. It was you. Continue.
Okay, I hate him. So all four of us showed up to the set for the second season, all with different hair.
Really?
My hair was black.
First of all.
What?
Drove him crazy.
What?
Here's the thing, Sam. That's not what the issue was. We had filmed about four or five episodes of the second season, and then took about 2 month break. And then when we came back halfway through the season, she had different hair. Not everybody. She had different hair.
No, hold on, hold on. Faye's hair was darker. Kristen's, she had bangs, and then Jamie went lighter, darker, lighter, something.
But the difference is they all started the whole season with new hair. I had to write something in the script to say, one of the characters says, what the hell did you do to your hair?
Yeah.
Because the next day she has different hair.
There we go. That's smart.
But you know what? If he shot it literally like back to back, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
But I can't wait a year in between and not do anything to my hair.
It's always my fault.
It is. I'm going to blame everything on
there
him.
There you go.
I'm going to blame everything on him. Just because it's easier. But seriously, God bless him for dealing with that. Because any director could just be like, you're fired. Or, you know, like, go change your hair back.
You are that good. Or I just want another invitation to go to Disneyland with your parents again.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about that for a second?
Okay.
It was. Okay, so. Before Kyle goes, our family's obsessed with Disney, right? Kyle's obsessed with Disney. We both have annual passes, so him and I go all the time. And my parents were coming to visit me, and he's like, I want to go with your parents. And I was like, I don't know if you want to go. Kyle, tell what kind of experience you had with my parents.
First of all, your parents are awesome.
I know.
But.
But.
Your dad loves to talk.
Tell him about it.
Your dad loves to talk. I hadn't even met him before, and it was like, you know, before we're going to see him and the stuff, he's like, here, say hi to my dad. So I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing? And I mentioned I play softball. And then he went on for like an hour talking about how his dad played softball. And he goes, oh, my dad has a lot of stories. And I'm trying to get off the phone, and he goes, here's one. And he just kept like telling story after story.
I know.
Sam knows my dad, Kyle. He calls in. You haven't heard.
Sam, you have to go to Disneyland with them because they are very serious about it.
Sounds fascinating.
It's fun, but it's a business. Like, they have a certain thing where
they're
go.
They're serious about it.
It is like we have to get from one ride to the other, to the other, to the other. And it's like we have a schedule, and Kyle's just like, I don't really care what we do or where we go. And my mom is like, no, we are starting here, and we are moving to Adventureland, and then we're going back to Tomorrowland, and then we're going to Fantasyland, and then we're going to go have lunch. And it's like Kyle's just like, okay, whatever
you
want to do.
Yeah, I'm just following you guys.
He didn't want to argue.
When we got there, Stephanie said, hey, maybe we should get a locker. And I guess they don't do that regularly, because she's like, let's get a locker. And you would have thought Stephanie had said to her mother, let's go drown kittens. Because her mother's like, a locker? Why don't we get a locker?
No, my dad goes, this is what my dad said. He goes, a locker? He goes, what are we, white trash? That's what he said. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Apparently he thinks that people only get lockers who are white trash at Disneyland. That's apparently what he said. It was so random. But I was trying to warn Kyle about, like, literally, this is how my parents, they are nuts about Disney. To the point where, Kyle, I am driving down there, okay? Kyle is telling me where to go, and because I didn't know exactly where to get off. Like, I always forget which exit's better. We go way past the exit. We drive about 20 minutes out of our way. I'm not really paying attention. He's not really paying attention. And my dad calls me, and he's like, where the hell are you guys? And I was like, oh, we drove down to Irvine. And he goes, where's that? And I was like, oh, we're like 20 minutes away. he starts yelling at me on the phone that I wasn't there and we needed to go into the park and they're not going to sit and wait all day for us. And I was like, and I literally turned to Kyle and I was like, I was so upset at him. Uh-huh. And he didn't realize, like, my parents aren't joking. Like, they are dead serious. They want to be there at a certain time. They don't want to wait.
Right. And like, they want you all to go in at the same time, probably,
it is,
right?
I mean, it together. Is like, we have a schedule. This is how we used to do this growing up with in Disney World. This is why none of our friends would go with us. But after they were done with the trip, they were like, we don't ever want to go again with you guys. Because my parents are that crazy. So at least he's experienced it and he knows. But
that's funny.
Yeah, it's a good time. You should come sometime, Sam.
Yeah. I will.
You totally take Sam and then you guys can report back on the air because it's...
Yeah.
I follow a camera with you guys.
It'll probably be funny, you know?
It would be. It's hilarious. I wish... There's so many stories about us in Disney World. It's amazing. Mostly my father. The stuff that he does. It's just... It's unreal. I can't even begin to tell it. But anyway. Well, I'm glad we shared that on air because my dad's going to be pissed. My dad says, shut the hell up, Kyle.
Yeah. All right, Kyle. Well, we're going to shut you up, man. Listen, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, honey.
All right, great.
I'll call you later, babe.
Yeah, and everybody go and check out the series. It's incredible. And
thank you.
Yeah, you got to see that.
Thank you. All right, Kyle, I'll call you later. Thanks, honey. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm so excited he called.
Yeah.
Yay, for Rose. We can promote it. And I got told the other day that I am the cover story for the Lesbian News coming out in July. So I have to do a whole interview
and a
photo shoot and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be on the cover of the Lesbian News. Very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm actually super excited about it. It'll be good, you know.
But you're going to present yourself as bi or as a lesbian?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I love men too much.
Yeah.
I'm not a lesbian, but just the fact that we're, you know, our series deals with bisexuality and,
right,
you know, even
lesbians
and straights and all of it. It's not just about being bi.
Right.
So, but it's, I got the cover story, so I get to do a photo shoot. And I know, it's so
lesbian
exciting.
Lesbian Times?
The Lesbian News. Kids.
Oh, Lesbian
the
News.
The Lesbian News. So pick it up. It's not just about lesbians.
It's not those trashy magazines you pick up on the street.
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't really know. I think it might be better than Star, though. Who knows? I think anything is better than The Inquirer and Star. No, I think it's a really good... what's the trade? Not trade. What is it? What does he call it?
What? Trade magazines? No.
It's a good... Oh my God! Why is my brain not functioning? I can't think of what it is.
Okay,
it's a good magazine. It's so everybody go check it out when it comes out.
Okay,
I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm sure more men buy Lesbian News.
Woohoo!
Than women.
No, I'm sure there's both. Well, lesbians buy Lesbian News. Why are you laughing? Be excited
it's
for me.
It's funny. No, I'm excited for you.
Thanks,
of course.
Thanks, Sammy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is not the first time, though. I mean, you've been featured on articles on the internet and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, but this is like... The
like
cover
similar
story.
Stuff.
This is the cover story. So this is a big, it's a big
so
deal.
So your picture's going to be on there.
Yeah, and my friend Cecile is the photographer, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be fun. Like I'm excited just to do a interview for a great magazine. And
no nudity though, huh?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I'll let you know when I do Playboy, kid.
We'll keep waiting,
I'll let you know when I do Playboy. But you know what? Celebrities aren't completely nude in Playboy, are they?
In Playboy?
Like
celebrities?
Like
it depends
like
who it is, but I think many are. Yeah. Completely nude. I mean, if they get $1 million, they want to see vagina, you know? Vagine.
Vagine.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Borat calls
it?
Yeah. I love it. Vagine. Such a funny name.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. I want to meet him. What if he came on the show?
Yeah.
That would be the best day of my life.
Yeah.
I have such a crush on him. His wife's gorgeous. I mean, I'm not going to try to take him away from his wife.
Oh, you're not. How
no,
sweet
that's
of
so,
you.
No, so nice of me, right? I'm not going to try. She can have him. And he has a daughter. He's a beautiful daughter. I think he's, God, I think he's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it. I know that if I was to do a character like that at some point, like, I would break.
Yeah.
I would start laughing.
Crack up.
Right? But he never does.
Yeah. He's good at what he does.
Oh, God.
He definitely is.
I really love him. I really love him.
All right, folks. We're That's done. It. I think we talked about just about everything.
We can always talk there more. Is,
yeah.
But I guess we should go.
Yeah. I just, you know what? We brought up that thing with the Barbie dolls real quick. Should we talk about that?
Yes.
They had on Dr. Drew last night. They're asking if sexy dolls are okay for kids. And, you know, so they're showing you those skinny dolls and
yes.
and that. And this woman is like, what does this teach our girls? And
right. Well, the doll is, I mean, she's skinny, but so is Barbie. Come on.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, the doll has a thong and she has, like, a midriff and, like, a short skirt.
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, it's so bad for kids. Okay. I think that's the least of our concerns, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, look at the clothes that designers are making for young girls. Mm-hmm. Look at TV shows. Again, bringing it back to Teen Moms. I think that's showing a bad...
Yeah. The thing is, though,
don't
ever expect a fat Barbie. It's not going to happen.
Well,
you know?
It's not going to happen, but it's not even that. It's like, it's literally like they think that this doll is too sexy.
Yeah.
When if you were to look at the doll, it's sexy, but it's nothing that Barbie wasn't.
Yeah.
I feel like Barbie was sexier.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're criticizing Barbie as well. I don't know. But, these are like special. I don't know what those dolls are called. But
it's a doll.
Yeah.
You know what?
And they're saying they're supposed to be like monsters and, you know, and all that stuff.
They're called monster dolls or something like that.
Yeah, monster dolls, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel the same way. I grew up playing with Barbies. It didn't make me any more sexual as a person. It didn't make me, like, you know, wanting to go out and have sex or wear, you know, slutty outfits. Like, you got to look at the times, though. I mean...
Right.
Look at the designers, what they're making for kids nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, with writing on their asses, like, kiss this or something. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Or thongs for kids. Like,
uh-huh.
You know what, then? Parents, don't go buy clothes like that for your kids.
That's right. Yeah.
You're complaining about a doll?
And don't buy the dolls if you
don't
like
them. Then don't buy a freaking doll.
Yeah.
You know what?
The hell with the doll.
Who freaking cares?
All right. Well, we're out of time, folks. We better get going.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.